It is the eve of the NFL draft here in Detroit, something that has been years in the making, and it's time for all those mock drafts to go away and the real thing begin. And you will hear and see Rich Eisen of the NFL Network. He's an anchor and host of the Rich Eisen Show, and he's also anchoring all seven rounds of the NFL Network's coverage of this draft. So who better to speak to than Rich this morning? Good morning.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We're good. We're excited. It's kind of like we're over the talk. Now we want to see all these teams walk the walk.
I got it. It's about to happen. All the conjecture, as you pointed out, all the mock drafts will go away, and an actual real one will replace it. It's always great when the real one hits, and I am really fired up to be here in the state of Michigan. That's for sure.
Rich, how big is it for you to, you know, do these drafts in different cities, and how much does the city play a part in how you feel and how you present the draft?
Well, I mean, it's been a neat traveling show, you know, since I forget which one was the first one outside of Radio City Music Hall, but going to Chicago was the first one, and, you know, having the final day in Grant Park was just remarkable. And then Philadelphia, you know, converting the Rocky Steps into a draft hall, Lower Broadway in Nashville into a draft hall, and Kansas City last year, right in front of the Union Station, into a draft hall. It's just awesome. And the best part about it is you just travel to different parts of the football-loving nation. And whereas the draft in New York City, you would always see Jets and Giants fans go crazy and booing the Cowboys or Patriots like crazy. And then you go to a different spot of the country, and it's a totally different set of rivalries. And it was funny, yesterday I had the actor Jeff Daniels on my show before I hopped the plane to come out here. And he's, you know, a Central Michigan graduate, a diehard Lion fan. He is his
go Chips.
Diehard through and through. And yeah, right. And I asked him, I'm like, which team does he think will get the lustiest boos from Lions fans when they're on the clock? And he said it would be the Packers. And I'm like, okay, let's go. Like, that's a rare thing.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
We did hear that, however, in Chicago years ago. So I do love that. And I just love seeing different fans. Obviously, people can within driving distance, coming here from all parts of the Midwest and maybe potentially upper Midwest. And obviously even Canada can come,
right,
come drive to and create a whole different setup. And the fact that we are here at the Lions, home of the Lions, just as the Lions are really becoming a major player in the NFL, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers have been trying to claim the Upper Peninsula for themselves for years. And so, yeah, that's kind of a sore spot. But I got to ask you, are you a little bit surprised at the spectacle that this has become? I mean, kind of at the base, it's kind of a paperwork thing, right? Are you surprised by
that famous photo of Brett Favre just in a room with his friends taking a phone call? It's definitely changed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Obviously, working for the NFL and NFL Network now for 21 years and seeing it go from a two-day New York City-only event into a three-day, two-night traveling road show is awesome. And it truly is, as you pointed out, like paperwork. This could be done technically like your fantasy football draft through an encrypted website in a much shorter time, but it's a show. And that's what I love about hosting this. This is a TV show. And a couple of years ago, I guess 15 years ago, you could basically say with the advent of Twitter, now X,
right,
there was the invention of an information service that delivers the information as to who's being drafted faster than the draft itself. You know, the commissioner is usually the newsbreaker by breaking the news as to who's drafted. But with the advent of Twitter, teams or agents or whomever were leaking that information first. And that kind of made me feel threatened straight up about how hosting a draft, which I love to do, it's a threat because there's now an information service faster than the actual draft broadcast. And I'm thrilled to say that that has not defrayed anybody's interest, I don't believe, in watching a draft. It's still a show, and it's still a way to talk football for 3 days right in the middle of an off season that feels way too long. And it renews excitement and belief for so many fan bases. Everybody thinks their draft choice could be the next Tom Brady, until he's obviously not. But it's great. I do love what the draft represents and has become.
Speaking of diehard fandom, you love the Wolverines, and you make no qualms about that. Who do you think the first Wolverine to be drafted this weekend will be? Do you think it's McCarthy? Is it Sanra still?
Yes. It is going to be McCarthy, and I have him on my show today. And if there is water somehow, and it is apparently going to be raining, I will just make sure that my belief that he walks on it is confirmed.
He won't be the first QB taken.
No, he will not. But that's fine. That's absolutely fine because we all know what he can do, and we all know what he did, and we also know who he is, which is really good people. And he's going to be extremely successful in the NFL, I believe. And he and the rest of the Michigan Wolverines that just gave me one of the greatest years of my entire life have nothing but a large amount of respect from the NFL scouting community. You could see it. And we may not see a record number drafted from Michigan. That, I've been told, could potentially happen next year, which is outstanding. But McCarthy should go first, and he could possibly be the only Michigan Wolverine that's drafted Thursday night. Then Friday night, second, third round should see a ton, and then obviously Saturday as well. But McCarthy should be the first one to go. And it's interesting who could be the second. It could be Corum. It could be Sanders still. It could be Chris Jenkins. It could be a whole host of them. But regardless who goes first, second, or third, they were number one. As a matter of fact, I'm speaking to you from my cell phone, which has got a new, just in time from my Detroit visit, a new cell phone protector. A Michigan beat everybody. Cell phone.
All right.
So when you watch NFL Network, if I'm on my phone, which I don't do on the first night, I'd stay off of Twitter for that, but you'll see it. It'll be very apparent. I hope to get JJ McCarthy to actually sign it today.
Oh,
I can't wait. Oh, yeah. I have no shame. I have no shame.
We will listen for him on your show, but he's not coming to Detroit. I think it's kind of a reflection of who he is. He said, I want to spend it with my friends and the people that have supported me from jump.
Yeah, he's here today, and then he leaves. Then he'll go. And so that's cool. Good for him. I have no problem with kids who aren't here who might be drafted highly. Obviously, it does make for a better draft broadcast that whoever is drafted comes straight out of the green room, but they have their own world that they want to be with a certain number of people at a certain place. Good for them. I'll never forget Joe Thomas, the longtime Brown from the University of Wisconsin. He's now in the Hall of Fame. He was fishing with his dad when he got drafted, because that was their annual, I guess, end of April ritual that the two of them would go with. They go fishing on a Saturday, and he didn't change it for the draft. So I love that stuff.
Well, that's the best part of the draft, these kids' stories and what's next for them. So look for Rich Eisen, his coverage anchoring all 7 rounds of the NFL Network's coverage of this draft here in Detroit. Look for that Michigan Wolverines phone case.
Yep.
Look for your 40-yard dash, which you do for St. Jude. That's coming up in the rounds 4 through 7. And we just appreciate all the work you do. Rich, thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Yeah, please go to stjude.org/runrichrun and give whatever you can to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And then stay tuned for Saturday's coverage, where I ran it this past Sunday at the Rose Bowl. And
in your suit and tie.
Yep. And Jim Harbaugh showed up. He was there with his family, and just, you know, it's awesome. It was great to have him there, and it's great to be on with you today. So thank you.
Great. Well, using your platform for good as well. So thanks to Rich Eisen. We'll be watching and listening.